This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Well, hey, everybody.
Hey, Rich.
Just because it's Memorial Day doesn't mean it's not a day in which we can overreact.
No, of course not.
Happy one and all to those who are listening to Overreaction Monday. We're recording this thing and dropping it on Memorial Day, and which is, you know, not usually a day associated with the National Football League.
But
hey, the month of May, big things happened.
Some stuff happened.
The schedule came out, and the tush push survived.
Indeed.
Words that I never said, thought I'd say without a hint of irony.
No.
And as of right now, we're waiting on OTAs and things like that. And we've got Shedeur Sanders spinning around, and there's lots to talk about on Overreaction Monday. Rich with Chris. We hope wherever you're taking this in, you are having a safe Memorial Day weekend. And if you're listening to it later, hope you had one. Good to see you over there, Chris.
Good to see you, Rich. What's up, man?
Oh, I'm ready to react or overreact and ready to hear what you got cooked up.
All right, let's not wait any longer. Hit it.
Hit it.
Hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday.
Christopher, what do you have over there?
Rich, let's just get right to it. One of the big stories last week, our long national nightmare is over from the Bay Area. Brock Purdy has a new contract.
Yeah, baby.
Big money.
With a five. It starts with a five.
$265 million. Mama. Rich, yeah. Brock Purdy has to win a Super Bowl and make it to another one for this deal to be worth it.
I love the phrasing has to do it.
Has to do it.
Like, so
no, has there, to do
just
it.
A monster sinkhole will open up in Santa Clara and just consume
just
him
right in. Yeah.
So he has to do it. That's the only way this he literally
could save
sinkhole.
The city of San Francisco.
Who saved Santa Clara.
Yeah, remember in The Rock, then the
sure.
PX Gas or whatever is coming at the stadium.
Okay.
Yeah. Brock Purdy could just divert that off into the ocean.
Unless he wins the Super Bowl
and
makes
another one. Yeah.
Not an overreaction at all. He has to do it. He must do it. Well, you know, it's more than just that, Chris. You know, we are now in the portion of the Brock Purdy window in which he's no longer being paid peanuts.
Peanuts.
The statistic I saw, or the nugget I saw, that really jumped out at me is he is now making per game what he made in the aggregate over the first 3 years of his contract.
That's tremendous.
In 1 week, his 1 week paycheck will be equivalent to every penny he earned in the first 3 years of his Mr. Irrelevancy.
I can't wait until I sign a deal like that.
That's now quite relevant, right? So all that said, no.
No.
It has to win one and make another one. One in the case, pal. One in the case. Or just making a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but if he just makes it, he's where he was before on the rookie deal.
But the alternative is what? You let him walk? You let him walk.
Let him play out this year.
You let him play out this
play
year.
Play out this year.
For relative peanuts.
Franchise
make him
tag him.
Force this kid to hold out. Force him to hold out.
He wouldn't do it. He wouldn't hold out. He'd play.
But that's what I'm saying. What would be the point of that? We are not going to pay you $52-53 million. We're going to pay you 40, and you're going to like it. And that's it.
And he said, thank you, sir. May I have another?
Well, he would not say that. He would sit out. And all of a sudden, now you got yourself a big to-do. And last year went down a toilet, you know, and again, I'm not saying McCaffrey's Achilles and Brandon Ayuk's knee and Trent Williams, what happened with him is all due to the fact that they didn't have a regular offseason because they were worried about a contract or holding in or holding out. But it helps to just be normal, settle it, have them come in, pay them, and hope for the best. And, you know,
And hope so, is not a good strategy.
Well, I mean, it's everybody. All 32 teams have hope as a strategy.
Yeah, or you let them play it out, and if this year does go down the drain, you know, I've heard this upcoming draft is pretty quarterback rich.
Or there's a guy that plays the position the way the coach likes it. He's great within the organization. The phone never rings at 2 a.m. saying you'll never guess what's going on with him. You know, and he's already taken you to a Super Bowl.
True.
He's taken he's the avatar of what happens when you have opportunity meet talent. And so
he left the Super Bowl with the lead. I understand all of that.
He did. And everybody expected him. I'll say it here. They expected him to shit down his leg. And he didn't. Come on. Sorry, everybody. That may be an overreaction. What else you got over there, Chris?
All right. So overreaction on
that.
Off and running. Let's make it 2 for 2.
You made me curse.
You know, I'm thinking about.
It's your fault.
And this one's really just for me and all of New England. The Patriots are going to win 10 plus games this year for the first time since Tom Brady.
All right. That is an overreaction. That is an over 10 plus 10 games. Plus.
Why can't so you look at the Patriots schedule?
This is going to be like the Los Angeles Chargers.
Yeah. You look at the Patriots schedule and you see everyone saying second easiest. San Francisco has the easiest. Okay. Right.
All right.
And you say, Look at all these wins that they could get.
Do you want to do a win loss? Are we going to do the win loss?
I think 10-7 is not unrealistic looking at this schedule.
Well, you got 3 in a row on the road, right in the middle of everything.
Okay, it is not unheard of that they could go 4-0 or 3-1 to start the year, right? Then you go
to
Buffalo,
be better.
Get
You're
a little
be
comeuppance. Saints, Titans, Browns are not good. Honestly, the Patriots could start 7-1. Really, best case scenario.
Your guy is set up.
Falcons are tough. Bucks tough. Jets not good. Bengals tough. Giants not good. And then an interesting stretch, a home stretch to finish there.
How about your final four is you got two games, you got three games in division, and one at Baltimore after a bye, and you're assuming the Giants are good, just going to be crap.
Yeah, and I'm assuming,
but I don't know what to tell you other than the fact of it is really difficult to plus yourself up. What it would be 7-8?
No, like six. That? They were 4-13. So
you're plussing yourself up six.
Six.
I mean, is very difficult, and the Chargers did it because they did have the bones around a kid quarterback who isn't that much of a kid anymore. Is it out of the realm? No. Is this a proper reaction? No, I think you're still overreacting here. A lot is going to have to happen positively. You do have the right head coach. You do have the right offensive coordinator. Okay. You do have Steph Diggs, but he's coming off of a knee injury. We have no idea what he's going to look like. I mean, his Met Gala appearance, if he shows up like that on the field, if he's going to
looks pretty good.
If he's going to bring his Cardi B game,
instead
of his A game,
courtside,
I get it. So I understand
what they did in the draft.
Every reason,
free agency,
you have every reason to be
all the defensive additions. Yeah, all the reason to be. It's the most excited I've been heading into a Patriots season in quite some time.
And you should be. And I'm happy for you and all the Patriot people I love, which is literally most of
just
my family,
about everybody.
I know. my brother, the Jet fan, is like, really? I can't believe it.
It's not too late for you guys to get off and get on a new team. You know that, right?
I tell that to my brother all the time.
It's not too late.
All the time.
Yeah.
He will not do it.
You guys still have 30, 40 years left in your great lives.
He will not
enjoy that and rooting for someone else.
He will not do it.
Okay.
But that said, overreaction.
All right.
I'm happy for you, though.
Thank you. So
let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
In the NFL, there's zero margin for error. As we all know, one single mistake can change the outcome of a game, a season, livelihoods, my goodness. As the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League, Sleep Number knows all of that and makes it their mission to provide players with data and insights to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. And thus, you get a Sleep Number bed, you get the same exact thing. I feel it all the time. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. It's just 10 numbers apart, but it does make the world of difference because you can adjust your bed's firmness on your side differently than the other. And after working out for recovery, it's game changing. That's just one of the things that makes a Sleep Number bed so awesome. It's why 95% of Rams players have a Sleep Number smart bed. 80% of Kansas City Chiefs players have a Sleep Number smart bed. 80% of NFL players have a Sleep Number smart bed. You should too. Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can use your ideal comfort on either side. And now it's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, limited time. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. See store or sleepnumber.com for details.
So as a Patriots fan, I'm obviously very excited for the upcoming season. I also think Bears fans are very excited.
They should be.
Rich Eisen. Yes, and I look at what the Bears have done through the draft, offseason adding Ben Johnson. Caleb Williams is going to take a massive leap. I'm talking top five MVP incoming.
Oh, boy, Christopher.
Now, I realize if you rewound this podcast probably exactly a year ago,
you were saying the same thing.
I was like hinting at kind of the same stuff where I thought the Bears could make the playoffs and challenge for the division. And I saw what went down last year. If you look at statistically, Caleb was actually pretty good.
Oh, listen,
it
man.
Was better than let sometimes
me,
it looks.
Let me hand out some flowers here, okay? Because one of the stories of May involved Caleb Williams.
Yes.
And so I can't believe I'm saying this because this is crazy in the NFL. But the mere fact that he's going to have a coach who will tell him how to watch film and what to see.
Crazy.
And or wait for it. Sit in the film room with him and be the one
and
to watch the film with
yes.
him.
Yes.
That alone should lead to massive improvement. That alone, just that mere fact
unreal
alone, that the first second that Ben Johnson was able to sit down because the collective bargaining agreement allowed these meetings to take place, that he could be the one sitting down in a film room with Caleb Williams. He's the one sending him cut-ups.
Man.
His coaching staff is the one to basically give him the roadmap on how to be a better film-watching professional and take that on the field with him. That alone should lead to an improvement. They did the right thing in hitting the offensive line.
Yep.
All right? In free agency.
Just gave Joe Tooney a new deal.
What they did in the draft. Colston Loveland is going to be a heck of a BFF for this guy. All right. So that also, coupled with the portion of this story that I'm referring to from Seth Wickersham and ESPN, he's got a new book coming out that this was a nugget dropped, right? That he learned.
Yeah, they tried to circumvent the draft.
Right.
And was threatening the UFL.
This nugget drops in advance of his book coming out, pre-order now, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
And Seth was great to come on the main show, the flagship, which I know people poke fun of us using that word in the comments. I say it. That the portion of what we just mentioned that hasn't been given out as flowers enough. Caleb Williams didn't breathe a word of this. If he was concerned about the Bears drafting him and he's trying to circumvent the draft and all that stuff, he shut up at the combine a happy warrior.
Mm-hmm.
He was at his pro day talking to Keenan Allen and Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus in public, smile on his face. Apparently behind the scenes, he and his dad were like, we want no piece of this. And apparently it was at his pro day and right around then that Ryan Poles basically said, we're taking you.
Yeah, it's happening.
You're going to be a Bear.
Right.
So just grin and bear it. Right. Didn't breathe a word of it. Then he did finally, if you will, come around. It's kind of like Beauty and the Beast, right? They placed him in the
he was in the cave
in the Chicago basement, right? And like, you'll just come around. You know, we'll fall in love.
Trust us. You're going to love us. You're going to love us.
Here's some books to read.
You're
but definitely
us,
not some film to
Don't
watch.
Don't watch film.
Right. You know,
forget all that.
And then all of this was happening during the season, and he didn't breathe a word of it. And he's getting his ass kicked.
Ass kicked.
He nearly had 70 sacks.
Off OC was terrible. Coach got fired.
Yes, coach is standing there with no time. Just with time, like, with a timeout on Thanksgiving.
Do we call a timeout? What should we do here? Right.
He's the one who had to come back in Washington, D.C. and then watch the Hail Mary hit.
Yeah.
He didn't say a word. He didn't say a word. So I understand a top five MVP finish.
Yeah, why not?
You take Goff out, you put him in?
Why not? Why can't that happen?
Well, that means they're going to plus themselves up a significant amount. That means you're talking about 11-12 win season there. You're talking about Ben Johnson, coach of the year. That's what you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about right
You're
there.
Talking about making the
I'm
playoffs.
I'm talking about all of it, yeah. So hold on, let me see who was
for me
fifth.
To sit here and
Goff was
you know,
fifth
in late
MVP.
May and say this is it.
Top five MVP this year was Josh Allen won, obviously, in the closest vote ever. Lamar, Saquon was third, Joe Burrow, Jared Goff, Mahomes was sixth.
So you're basically saying we're going to get another running back in the mix and four quarterbacks. And of the four quarterbacks, one of them is going to be Caleb Williams. That's what you're telling me.
I'm saying why not?
I mean, why not is a difference between me just saying you're onto something here.
Am I onto something or...
I mean, I just laid it out why this is possible, but
yeah, come on, Mitch Eisen.
I mean, it's tough for me to sit here and say, you know, Lamar and Mahomes and Allen and Burrow are all going to be in this mix. And so Caleb's going to raise his hand and have a Goff-like season.
Nobody saw Goff coming last year.
Well, I mean, and he's got the offensive coordinator
HC. That's what I'm saying.
All right, Chris.
Thank you.
I'll give you this one.
Thank you.
But I'm keeping my finger on this chess piece. I haven't made my move yet.
Let's stay in the NFC North, which I think
you talked me into it. You made me curse, and now you talk me into it.
Look at that.
Look at you.
Must be Memorial Day.
What's up?
If the Vikings don't win both their international games, so we're seeing this for the first year ever, right? The back-to-back, a team playing back-to-back international.
No, we're seeing the first time ever somebody playing back-to-back international in two different countries.
Even so, more
so. We've seen the Jaguars play two London games in a row.
Two different countries.
But they just had to move their stuff, you know, maybe from one hotel to another. I don't think they changed hotels, but definitely from one stadium in one part of London to another. You know, this one, now you got to pack your stuff up and make the flight from Dublin to London.
And they were one of the great stories in the NFL last year with Kevin O'Connell and Sam Darnold.
Where are you going with this?
Here's where I'm going with this. If they don't win both international games.
They got to beat the Steelers and the Browns.
Their season could really go off the rails.
That's absurd. That's
I want
stupid.
You. I want you to look at their schedule.
We'll look at their schedule.
Tell me if they don't win these two games.
They got to buy.
In weeks 4 and 5, their season is going to go off the rails.
Well, I mean, what is their record going into London? They're at Chicago to start, winnable. Home for Atlanta, winnable. Home for Cincinnati. These are winnable games. Like,
I'm saying.
What are you giving me? 2-1 there? You giving me 2-1?
To start the year?
Yeah.
With a rookie quarterback who we have no idea if he can play.
He's not a rookie, but he's a first year starter. Okay. I'm sorry. I got him. Yeah, okay.
I get it. Let's say they're 1-2.
Let's say he loses more games in his first three NFL starts than he did in his entire college career. Okay.
And the pros, not the same. This just
I'm just saying he's a winner, but let's go.
Let's say they're 2-3, even being 2-3 coming out of the bye week, right?
Sure.
Philly, Chargers, Detroit, Baltimore, Chicago better, Green Bay, at Seattle, Washington.
At Dallas, at the Giants. It's a tough sketch, man. I mean,
like
if you're in the NFC North, three teams made the playoffs last year, right? And then you're playing the NFC East.
I'm looking at Pittsburgh and Cleveland.
That featured the final two teams in the NFC total last year, you know, and you're playing the AFC North. I mean, that had almost three playoff teams last year.
What I'm saying is I am worried about the Vikings this year. If they don't win, Pittsburgh and Cleveland are going to be down.
Why are they down?
Pittsburgh, we still have no idea what who the quarterback is, and we're going to talk about that in a second.
We know who the quarterback is.
And Cleveland has four, which means you really have zero. Like two, you have zero. This is four, you really have zero.
All right, let's get to this, the Rodgers one, because this one I'm just going to dispatch. I mean, after 5 weeks, you're saying somebody could have the end of their season over. The Rams, weren't the Rams 1-4 through five last year? You know what I mean? Wound up winning their division.
JJ McCarthy is not Matt Stafford.
They wound up winning their division, and they wound up giving the ultimate Super Bowl champs, who boat raced most, their toughest game.
Yeah. So, I'm just saying I'm worried about the Vikings. That's all.
And I'm just saying any team after 5 weeks can't be written off.
I'm worried about the Vikings.
Okay.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to Bundle Deal Days at AutoZone.
Well, I do need a bundle of things.
When you bundle, you save.
Do I save if I bundle oil with an oil filter?
Save up to $12 on that bundle.
What about brake pads and rotors?
Bundle those and the brake pads are free.
Can't save more than free.
You can save on hundreds of deals during Bundle Deal Days. Ends June 2nd at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply. Duralast brake pads only.
Summer's here, and Nordstrom has everything you need for your best dress season ever. From beach days and weddings to weekend getaways and your everyday wardrobe, discover stylish options under $100 from tons of your favorite brands like Mango, Skims, Princess Polly, and Madewell. It's easy, too, with free shipping and free returns, in-store order pickup, and more. Shop today in-stores, online at Nordstrom.com, or download the Nordstrom app.
Let's talk about Aaron Rodgers. Did you see what he had to say on Joe Rogan last week?
I had somebody tell me. I read it.
Here's the thing. The Steelers need to give Aaron Rodgers an ultimatum and then move on. Like, what are they doing waiting for this guy? They are risking blowing up and absolutely sabotaging this whole season just sitting around waiting for this dude.
Well, I mean, the question is when is midnight strike?
Why hasn't it already struck?
I mean, because I don't know, because Rodgers is doing Rodgers things. Trust me, if I'm waiting for him to show up, right, and I'm waiting for him, and if I'm sitting in that front office and I'm nervous, I'm nervous about, you know.
Their OTA start this week.
I understand that. And you know, what is best is to have somebody in the entire offseason. Non-playing season.
Yes.
Practice season.
It would be very beneficial.
The best thing for you to do. I want to be consistent as well. Earlier on in this pod, I was saying for the Niners, hey, it helps to have everyone under contract
and everyone there.
Yeah. Right. And everybody rehabbing if you're coming off of an injury season.
Yeah,
or if you're, you know, in your low 40s, you want to have the treatment, you want to have all of that stuff. Right. That is best. That's what you want. You want to have your guy there. You want to have your bonding starting. You want to have all of that stuff. Of course. If you're that nervous and you're also eager to hear what he has to say, and you download what he was on for 3 hours with Rogan.
Yeah.
And was he in Austin? Was he there?
I believe so. Yeah.
I just don't know. But you're seeing he's got 3 hours to just kick it with Joe. Like, those are 3 hours that I'm sitting here thinking he could be sitting, you know, in a film room with us.
He could be throwing passes to our guys.
Of course I'm thinking that. But if you are also put your eggs in the Rodgers basket, and you're, what else could they do is what I'm saying. What else could they do now? This situation you're in now. You could what? Call up Atlanta and exactly. Say, how much for Kirk Cousins?
Bingo.
Couldn't you do that in June?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. When is midnight? When is midnight strike?
Don't you want Kirk here? I just don't understand why they're putting up with this. Aaron Rodgers is suddenly just going to flip a switch. Like, he's obviously thinking about everything except football right now. I understand that he has personal and family issues, people dealing with cancer, he said, people that are really close to him. But that was only a small part of his conversation with Joe Rogan. They were talking about God knows what. He's not thinking about football at the moment. So he's just going to flip a switch and suddenly.
Again, being in the what does Aaron Rodgers think business, what does Aaron Rodgers think of himself business is always it's a lane we try to avoid around here as much as possible. Because, you know, we don't agree with mostly some of the stuff that he says. That said, yes. If there are people who agree with stuff that don't agree with what he says and then get upset with people who say stuff that you do agree to and other members of the media say, stick to sports, stay in your lane. This is his lane. You know what I mean? Like, this is what he wants to say.
Is it worth the squeeze?
You know what I'm but I believe he thinks he is on a plane, a level where he can think all this stuff, go on Joe Rogan and talk about all this stuff while also roll the football out and be ready to play football. I'm sure he knows the Arthur Smith offense well enough. Like, he doesn't need to have this practice time. This actually helps him get ready because he's not there. This is the stuff you're talking about. If you feel he's just going to leave you at the altar, well, what that does is it puts you over a barrel in a negotiation to get somebody like Kirk Cousins. You know what I mean? But you can also sit here and say, the minute you lift the phone and call Terry Fontenot and ask, what about Kirk Cousins? He knows you're concerned about Rodgers not showing up. So you're over a barrel already. You've already put yourself over the barrel by putting yourself into this barrel, if you will.
But if Kirk gets you a playoff win that you haven't had in forever, I understand that.
What I'm saying, though, is it's just a draft choice of some sort. Instead of it being a five, it might be a three. And you also have to pick up more of a contract and eat the cash. All of that stuff can be done in a month.
Okay.
When does midnight strike?
Yeah.
Right now, on Memorial Day week, it does not strike.
Yeah. But I'm just wondering why it hasn't.
No. And if you are like, you know, don't agree with the stuff that Roger's saying, and then you're concerned about like, is that stuff coming with him? You know,
how does it not?
Well, it does, but does it matter on the field? Does it matter? Does most of your locker room agree with the stuff that he says?
Yeah, maybe. It
doesn't matter because he's such a great teammate. Otherwise, everybody kind of digs him and loves him.
Yeah.
You know, for him to that was also part of the issue with the Jets, when he's just like, if it has nothing to do with football, leave it the hell out of there until I have my free time. And then I'm going to talk about whatever it is, including stuff that's 5 years old. Like, it's dead and buried.
Right.
You know, a lot of the stuff that he's talking about.
Right. And if he's so good, he's rolling the balls out.
Right.
He had a team last year that everyone thought was ready to contend and they went 5-12.
He also had an owner that fired the coach five games in or threatened to have him benched after a home loss, left him at 2-2. There's more than meets the eye there.
A lot going on with the Jets last year.
What else?
All right, two more, Rich. Let's talk Bills. Hard Knocks is coming. That's going to be super duper fun.
That's another May headline.
And here's what I'm thinking about. If the Bills win the Sunday night opener.
Mm-hmm. Against the Ravens.
Undefeated going into December.
Interesting. All right. I know Hoskins has the Bills scheduled.
Of course he does. That was probably the first one he made.
At the Jets, home for Miami, home for New Orleans, home for New England, at Atlanta, bye, at Carolina. Oh, there's week 9, home against Kansas City. They have won those at Miami. What? Went old Berman on you there. Home for Tampa at Houston on a Thursday night.
We're cooking.
At Pittsburgh.
We're 7-0 going into KC.
Those are a lot of KC. That November schedule of Kansas City at Miami, home for Tampa at Houston at Pittsburgh. You think they go through that unscathed?
I look at all those teams, and I think if the Bills.
Then you got to start talking about threatening the perfect season, home for Cincinnati.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I know the Bengals have no fear of going in Western New York.
Right.
Just ask the guy who's going to be hosting them the following week, Stephon Diggs, at Cleveland, home for Philly.
Buffalo struggled in openers in the last few years. We get it. But
that November schedule.
If you said going into
the Kansas City game undefeated, I would have bought it. I'd have bought it.
Yeah, but that's
you
not
You know what happens at spicy. Miami? At Miami, like for teams in the Northeast or
Weird
anybody
stuff happens
on
Miami,
the ear. Right. It's the East Coast version of Seattle. It's a corner of the country.
Yep.
Right. And just weird stuff happens. Normal games just do not get paid and played in Miami.
No,
I don't know what it is.
And then there's the whole just Miami factor that comes into play.
Dude, team's flying on Saturday. They have a they have a curfew. They don't. There's
I don't know.
There's no Miami factor in the NFL. There is no Miami factor in the NFL.
All right, it's a little too hot.
From what I believe,
it's a little too hot for you.
December's hot. November, you'd have bought me. What else you got? Finish up strong.
All right, last one. Finish up strong. A big topic last week at the owner meetings. The Tush Push sticking around. They were two votes shy of getting the Tush Push banned, which makes me seem like it's probably going to get banned maybe next year.
I don't know.
Year after. I don't know. But keeping the Tush Push, smart move. Love it.
Big time. Let me tell you something.
I've been keeping it.
I've been thinking about this quite a bit. And maybe we'll talk about it on the show as well. I've been thinking quite a bit about this. It is one of the, to try and ban the Tush Push, if you are deep down thinking it's because of we can't stop it, right? I understand that there is some health and safety concerns. And if you're in the front office of the NFL and some of the medical staff is actually telling you, listen, man, it's a car crash down there and there's too many helmets lowered. There's too many helmets lowered as everybody's trying to get the lowest leverage possible. And these guys are so big, they're not bending at the hip. They're not bending at the, you know, in the ankles. They're not bending at the knees. They're not bending at the hips. They're just, they're just bending over and they're lowering their heads. Yep. And there's going to be a big problem. I understand you want it banned because you've been sued for gajillions of dollars on a concussion settlement. And if you have been so informed by medical staff, this is dangerous at some point, then you're going to want it banned. So I understand why there could be some people that just want it out for health and safety issues. Pace of play, I don't get, unless you're just like, it's boring to watch. That's your way of saying,
I mean,
pace of play.
Aesthetically, it's not great, but I mean, it's no longer than any other play.
But if you are one that's trying to use that as a fig leaf because you can't stop it, and you're going to take some of the concerns from maybe Park Avenue over health and safety and say, I'm going to agree with you. You're right. This thing is dangerous. I'm thinking a lot about it, and I thought long and hard about it. You're right. This is dangerous. But you're using that as a fig leaf to cover up the fact, like, we cannot stop this freaking thing. I mean, we have spent so much time how do we stop this thing. If you voted against this because you could not stop it, and you're going to say the way to stop it is legislated, it is the most anti-NFL thing I've ever heard of.
So weak.
It runs completely counter to the league of, like, you don't want someone to celebrate, stop them. You don't want somebody to do this, stop them. You know what we need to do? We need to get through the execution phase, and we need to get through the planning phase, and we need to just one time put our fingers in the dirt and we are going to stop somebody. Our 11 are better than yours.
That's what I'm saying.
And our coaching staff is better than yours. And our training staff is better than yours. Our medical staff, our ownership is better than yours. And we all have the same salary cap. It is all even. It just comes down to planning and execution and heart and soul and want to. That's what the NFL is about. And everybody that voted against the Tush Push because they couldn't stop it, it is completely counter to what the NFL is about and what makes it great. That's what I've been thinking about.
I'm fired up right now.
Damn it. I just feel...
Let's go.
Wish you would feel the same way about fumbling through the... We'll get there.
Probably not.
Good stuff, Christopher.
All right, buddy.
All right. Fun June ahead. We'll be doing the Overreaction Monday podcast a couple of times in June, as always, including one time at Fanatics Fest.
Hey.
On to the 21st of June, we'll be in New York City.
That's going to be great.
Doing this show live once again. We'll do it live.
Hey.
But before then, for Chris, I'm Rich, saying adios for Overreaction Monday.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional grade products and next day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.